choice, or we're well very hard, it can be easier and we all don't make that risk alone. Because there is, you depend so much for the human relation here in the phone. If you want to answer your phone, you are quite a money couple.
And you can be alone.
And maybe you can talk a little about your experience as an art teacher in Los Angeles.
Oh yes. I've been hired by UCLA to teach painting during 2 quarters. They wanted the complete academical year, but I couldn't because of the show here and so forth. And that's been a very interesting and very stimulating experimentation. And I discovered with amazement and deep interest the academic system, American system for universities. And I guess it's very interesting because it's quite free and with some independence, not so rigid.
Free, not
so rigid and so stiff as a European, German and French system. And I guess it's quite efficient. I've been amazed because really when I was hired to teach painting, and the first time I faced the class of 20 students, I was really a little bit annoyed because I had the impression that technically as painter, they were students who had 3 years of university and had some graduates too, that I have nothing to teach them. Technically, they were maybe technically better than me. And very quick I decided for the 2 quarters I was going to spend there, that will be not any kind of technical teaching. Sometimes, yes, if a student asks me a specific question about style or balance, one painting or one sculpture work he did, I answered about it the best I could. But I decided to have a kind of game, ludic, we could say, game, a stimulating game relationship with my students.
Kind of challenge, you mean?
No, game, like we decide to make games, to I decide. Mm-hmm. For instance, I started with some cadavre de ski. It was the surrealistic system to build some composition, you know, on paper. Mm-hmm. You divided a piece of paper in 4 sections. Mm-hmm. On the top, you start by theoretically the head of something. You fold it. The second one doesn't know what you did and start with the upper middle section. Fold it. And the third one, the low middle section, fold it. And the last one, the feet or the base of the composition. It's a kind of game. After you defold, how you say defold?
Yeah, defold.
Defold the paper and you get a very strange result. Nobody knows how they start. And it's quite stimulating because it's not a question of guess, but every student is a little bit more imaginatively stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's those, like those exquisite sculpts that the surrealists did in the 20s. And we had a very good time with that.
Mm-hmm.
After I divided the class, after I saw their work, a little bit arbitrary, but arbitrary is a part of the life to challenge, on the modern, the classic.
Yeah.
And we decided to kind of fight between modern and classic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the modern will work on painting with a subject, and the classic with a painting with a subject. After we gambled, we divide a very large canvas on sections, and we have dice, and we decide if the dice give from 1 to 6, they have the right to paint to 1 to 6 squares on the big canvas.
Yeah, I see.
And if it was